Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, which is a website, a podcast, and an app. Today, I'm going to be talking about something that I think is really, really common in divorce, and I hear it so often from women. And basically, what that is two people decide to get divorced, okay? And you both know the divorce is happening. You've been through the get back together, break up, get back together, keep trying. And now you know it's, you know, going to happen. And so for women, I don't want to generalize, but I'm going to. Some women, not all, we tend to just do things step by step. You know, we're making plans. We're trying to get through the legal process. We're trying to parent. We might be changing jobs or going back to work. And so it's a process when you know you're getting divorced. And plus, on top of it, you're trying to deal with all these painful emotions, right? And then there's the husband. And again, only some people. I'm not saying all men do this, but I've heard it a lot from women. They deal with it by getting a girlfriend. So it happened to me personally, and I'm not saying my ex-husband did anything wrong. He wasn't cheating, but I think men by nature in general really deal with pain, especially pain of a divorce, by getting involved with someone else early on. And what happens is the woman ends up being in shock. Like, she cannot believe it. Like, I was in shock. And I'm going to get into why that is. But first, I want to talk about why men move on so much quicker and why they get into relationships really quickly after divorce. And I think if you understand some of the reasons, it might help you cope with the pain if that's happening to you. Because if you understand why, you might have compassion and it just might cushion it and kind of make it softer so that you're not so defensive and angry about it. In other words, instead, you have an understanding of why that might be happening. Okay, so I'm going to list a few reasons why men, or I should just say people, because women do it too, get into relationships really quickly after divorce. Okay, number one, they are lonely. So usually when two people are separated, they've been unhappy, they've been disconnected for a pretty long time. So they feel like they've been alone for a while. So when they get separated, it's like, aha, well now, you know, I would like to try to enjoy the company of someone else. I'm lonely. I feel like I've been broken up for a long time. So, you know, loneliness is a terribly painful emotion. And in that respect, I do kind of understand. So, okay, that's the first thing. Second thing is, both men and women who date after divorce, they want to validate that they can still, that they still have it, that they still have sex appeal, that other people still want them, that they're still young and beautiful and desirable. And, you know, they want to kind of know, like, who can I get? Who's going to want me? A lot of women say. And so, you know, they might be doing this as sort of an experiment. And having a girlfriend for a man is validating. You know, it's like, well, okay, I still am appealing to people. Somebody wants me. So that's another thing. The third reason they might be doing it is that they're angry and subconsciously or consciously want to hurt their spouse. So I think there's a lot of deep-seated anger in some divorced people, and it might drive them to other people. They might not even realize they're doing it, but they might be getting into a relationship for revenge. You know, showing you he's going to be just fine, that you're making a big mistake splitting up your family and that you're going to be replaced. So that's another reason. Want to move on to number four. They want to numb their pain. So I have done this myself, getting into a relationship because having somebody having fun with someone new, having a physical relationship, it takes away the pain of what you're going through. I mean, it's like a Band-Aid. It's like drugs or alcohol or a quick fix to take the stress and pain away of all the crap that you're dealing with during your divorce. And I want to read you the best quote I saw yesterday. I'm going to try to find it. See, this is the part where if I had a producer, I could say, Joe, can you cue up the video for this? But I don't have that yet, but hopefully I will someday. Okay, so somebody posted in the Divorce Girl Smiling Facebook group yesterday a quote, and I took a picture of it and posted it on my Instagram because I thought it was amazing. I'm going to read it. You cannot fuck, smoke, drink, shop, or work away your pain. You've just got to feel it, let it run through you, let it make you stronger, and move on. Rock bottom will teach you lessons that mountaintops never will. So I just love that quote because it's so true, and I think a lot of people use relationships to try to soothe their pain. Okay, I'm moving on to number 5 of why men and some women get into relationships 3 seconds after the divorce starts. Number 5, they're in denial that any of this is their fault. So this pertains to the person who has zero self-awareness and who is playing the victim. You know, his wife or her husband just left and they have no idea why. I wasn't a drunk. I provided for her. I wasn't abusive. Why would she want to divorce me? He can't find any fault and thinks she is, you know, completely crazy. This is a person with like no self-awareness. And, you know, on the women's side, maybe she begged him to go to counseling. Maybe he's not listening. And he thinks nothing is his fault. So whatever the reason, this guy decides he's just going to get a girlfriend because that's the biggest punch in the stomach you can give to your ex. So anyway, that's number 5. Before I move on, I want to talk about a couple of Divorce Girl Smiling partners who are really part of what I'm trying to do with Divorce Girl Smiling. So in addition to giving advice, I really try to connect people with good professional resources that you can trust and who will really, really help you get the best outcome as possible. And, you know, you might be saying, well, Jackie, these are your advertisers. And that's true. But they're not just advertisers. These are people that I have known for a really long time. I have done business with almost all of them personally. And I have recommended them to people and gotten great feedback from the clients, their clients that I've recommended them to. And I think that's really important because I think I'm doing a great thing by helping people in this regard. And the first person I want to recommend is Leslie Glazer, who's a real estate agent for At Properties. And last summer, Leslie helped me sell my house and buy the house I live in now. And I have to be honest with you, it was the best experience. So I can really speak firsthand. And Leslie specializes in helping divorced people because she has a certification in divorce real estate. And then the other person I want to recommend is Tiffany Hughes, who is a divorce attorney. And I met Tiffany right before the pandemic. Oh, do I think she's amazing. She is such a fighter and such a, I don't mean fighter like, oh, she likes to litigate and try to get as much money as possible. I mean, she'll fight for what's fair for you. And I've really gotten to know Tiffany well, and I just love her. And I think she's a great, great lawyer. Okay, I'm moving on to the part of this podcast that talks about why we're so infuriated when the ex-husband gets a girlfriend. Like, if you wanted the divorce, why are you so mad that he has a girlfriend? And I'm not saying this in a judgmental way. I experienced this myself. So there's a few reasons why if you're angry, you're angry. And you can agree with me or, you know, again, hearing these is going to help you understand. And if you understand it, you're going to be able to cope with it better. So that's why I wrote this blog post. And it's called Why It's So Infuriating When the Ex-Husband Gets a Girlfriend. So here are the feelings that the woman or the man whose ex just got a girlfriend in 2 minutes are feeling. First, as I mentioned before, shock. You're in complete shock. You cannot believe that, you know, your ex already has a girlfriend. Like, it was so quick. And that's really painful. Like, shock is scary because if you're thinking, if I didn't know about this, what else don't I know about? So it just seemed very strange to me at the time. My jaw was on the ground. I just couldn't believe it. The second thing is, people have anger about this, intense anger. I mean, furious anger, enraged fury. And what happens is, because they're so mad about their ex having a girlfriend, all these legal issues that are on the table suddenly become much more contentious. So basically, you might have been in an amicable divorce, and then your ex gets a girlfriend, and you're so pissed that now you're not going to take X amount. You want more. Or he's not getting custody of the kids as much as he wants. I'm going to tell him what he's getting, and I'm going to fight, and he's not going to see the kids as much. So that's very, very wrong thinking, and I don't think anybody really thinks that way. I think pain is so intense that when you're in pain, you want to hurt. You want to hurt back. And that's not healthy. So if you're the one whose ex is now having a girlfriend and you're feeling this way, take a step back and think about what's best for your kids and think about what's really fair and try to be objective and forget about the girlfriend for a minute when you're in the legal battle and when you're in the throes of the divorce process, because, you know, the girlfriend's probably not going to last, but your post-divorce lives are really important to shape, and you just want to make sure you make the decisions with the right frame of mind. Does that make sense? All right, moving on to number three, the reason you might be so upset when your ex gets a girlfriend is jealousy. I mean, I remember when my ex had a girlfriend, I was like, what about me? Why does he get to be happy? I was pissed. And I realized that I could do the same thing if I wanted to. I just wasn't choosing to do it now. You know, I had too much else on my plate. I wasn't thinking about getting involved. I was soothing my pain with alcohol, and that's not healthy either. So I'm not claiming that I was perfect, but I didn't choose to do that. So there's jealousy. So if you're thinking like, well, why would he do that to me? Well, you can do it too. So, okay, moving on to number four, resentment and bitterness. And this is a really big one. And the best way for me to describe this is that this reader wrote on Divorce Girl Smiling, I was the one who had the kids. I got the stretch marks. He made his career while I was a stay-at-home mom. And then, and we never fought. So now, after a long successful career by ignoring me and working at home at night, we tried couples therapy, but we're divorcing. And now he has a girlfriend and she gets the now communicating, the now time-taking, the wealthy guy. And I hate her for enjoying the fruits of my labor. So boy, do I get this one. And I feel for this woman because you're thinking, why couldn't he change for me? Why couldn't he be the best person he is now for me? And I completely get that. But guess what? You get to be the best person for your next spouse too. So you're both benefiting by this. And the other thing is, if he became successful and is making money, who does that benefit? The kids. So that's wonderful for the kids. And if you have a good attorney and you get a good divorce, you'll benefit by it as well. Before I close out, I want to recommend two other Divorce Girl Smiling Partners. The first one is Ellen Feldman and Brian James, who are divorce mediators. And boy, do I think they are amazing. So if you think that you can mediate your divorce, that it's amicable enough to use a mediator, and you don't want to spend a ton of money, and you want to be divorced pretty quickly, Ellen and Brian are your go-tos. They've been doing this for over 10 years. I've known them a long time. I think they're smart. I think they're efficient. They're honest. They're fair. And they honestly will do a great job in that regard. The other person I want to mention is Don Gordon, who is the executive director of the Center for Divorce Education. And the Center for Divorce Education is the company that produces the video that's called Children in Between. And Children in Between is a parenting class online that you can take either because you were required by the state or your county to take a parenting class, so you can do Children in Between online, or you want to do it so that you can be the best parents you can during and after your divorce. So you can find all of these resources on Divorce Girl Smiling. I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope this podcast has been helpful for you and that it can soothe your pain and help you through your divorce as best as possible. Again, you're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff. I'm the host, and thank you so much for listening. If you want to learn more, visit divorcegirlsmiling.com.